The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Morning, 9:06. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970 The Answer. AM 970 TheAnswer.com, by the way, around the country and around the world. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Great to have you with us. And it was very exciting, and we always appreciate you staying with us, by the way, carrying us around on the iPhone, listening in the car when you can, and always appreciate it. But it was so great. Big shout out to Fox and Friends this morning on television. The president walked out of the West Wing and went right on the air with Steve Doocy today. That was so awesome. I'm sorry. What am I apologizing for? It was great. And Peter was there. Steve's a great guy, by the way. And the president is right. It's the most popular morning show. But they're great. Brian Kilmeade, they do such a great job. And Ainsley, they do a great job. So now the president's in the West Wing, and it's over now. So if you watch it, please keep us on in the background. You know, I don't want to. We're on the same time certainly as Fox and Friends. But the president walks out of the West Wing. The cameras go crazy. They're addicted to Donald Trump. They're addicted. The cameras are on him. It's like I've never seen from any other president. You know, he's a rock star in that regard. And he walked down in a very friendly tone, very good mood, probably because he's looking so good after this IG report. Walks over, then he makes his way, as he steps out of the West Wing, he makes his way, says, look, I got to go over to Fox and Friends runs on live. And Doocy, by the way, Steve Doocy did a brilliant 30 minutes on the air. And his son Peter was there. And the president was good spirits. You know what? Can we just embrace it? Can we just say that's great? Can we just say, yeah, how about that? Is that fantastic? And stop with the vitriol. And stop with the hate and stop with the divide. And hopefully this report will go away. I don't know what the ramifications of this IG report are going to be. What's going to happen? Are there any consequences for it? If you're going to do the Russia collusion fiasco and this witch hunt of going after Donald Trump with the Russia collusion, then you should put James Comey away. I'm just saying. Strzok and Page should be arrested. I'm just saying, if you're going to go against it, there's no difference in what the Russia collusion was doing and exactly what the folks were doing within, and I hate to even say the FBI, but within the FBI, and it was just the management of the FBI. Someone just tweeted me, and it was so true. This is not the rank and file. Until I'm blue in the face this morning, I'm going to tell you that. You have to support the FBI, support law enforcement, support your state troopers. I was with the New York state troopers yesterday, with the New Jersey state troopers, with the colonel. Had a great time. These are stellar law enforcement individuals. When I'm honored by the Holy Name Society and the NYPD, and the commissioner is there, and Cardinal Dolan is there. Look, it's all okay. And I told you that when I was down in the White House. And I told you when I was speaking to law enforcement yesterday, and I did two big law enforcement events. Boom. Boom, right? One right after another. And I just said, you know, we're in a good shape. I told them when I was down at the executive office building a couple weeks ago, it seems okay. And I'm not naive, really. And I'm skeptical of government. And it seems everything seems to be in order. This was with Kim Jong-un. with the president there. What's going to happen now? He bangs some more tariffs on China. Can I tell you about the tariffs in China? Oh, you can't do tariffs. Oh, yes, you can. This is a negotiation. It's a negotiation. The G7 was a negotiation. And when I tell you about the counterfeiting problem alone with China, the counterfeiting problem alone of taking American products and then selling them, there's nobody watching over it. The president understands that. And yes, if the president gets into a mood and he starts tweeting and he starts going after and he has little nicknames for everybody, if that bothers you, maybe we could just deal with that and put up with that. You know, like they say, it's Uncle Donald. Oh, that's Uncle Donald. You know, maybe you just put up with that a little bit because you have to look at the whole. You have to look beyond, see how we're doing as a country with the jobs report and with the economy and now dealing. And I'm telling you this because I do have an instinct. And as you do, I think, listening to the show, I don't know that the president doesn't reach out to Syria, to Assad and to Putin. He's got Jared Kushner in the Middle East now. I'm telling you, he sees these things and has a good handle on these things like he did with North Korea. We might just very well have won Korea. This is monumental and it's epic and it's all good. So it's nice to see the president step out of the West Wing, step out with Steve. That's great television. That's exciting. And it's all good and we should be very, very positive. And so, too, I got to tell you, and I'm so proud to be on the radio in the New York market, number one market in the world, right? And then, and I'm just proud to be with, there's some buddies that I have on here. I'm not supposed to mention any names on the competing stations because management doesn't like when you do that. But I have some great friends in Jersey and in New York who are on here that I am honored to be and share the mornings with. Great. But when people start picking, they nitpick, they go back and forth. When you start nitpicking and you start saying negative things, that means you're nervous. That means you're not selling your time. That means, you know what, you're not making money. And management asked, I don't say this. Do you know who the only company that's in the black, the only company that's making money? Can I tell you something? That would be us. And I say this with the greatest of humility. Say what you will, criticize what you will. We're the only company that's actually, you know what, making money. Okay? So right on AM 970, the answer was Salem Media, the only media company in the black. Everybody else is bankrupt. Everybody else is going out of business. Not by the grace of God, by the grace of Jesus Christ, whatever it is, it comes to you listening, then thank you. Thank you with all our heart. We do not take it lightly. I know, Joey, you got too many commercials. You know what? We're doing great by the grace of God. It's all good. And you know what? Apparently, we're the only ones. I'm just saying. I don't want to be rude over here, but it comes from you, so thank you very much. But stop with the vitriol, with the hate, with the nitpicking. Old news. Losers. Fake news. Don't stop. Just stop with the negativity. Embrace the good. Just embrace it and hold on and take the high road, for goodness sake. Let me go real quick to our friend, one of our dedicated listeners, and I have to preface it before I go to this gentleman, because you know he's been a regular caller from day one. He is legally blind. He is a conservative. He is a Muslim. He's a black man. I mean, here's a guy, and he is the most positive person we've ever talked to on the air. He's a great, it's a great lesson to listen to this man. Dave, welcome. Great to have you on the show always. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing very well, my friend. When I found out that your birthday is this weekend, I said I could not let the day go by without checking in with you. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day, a happy birthday. And
thank you, brother.
And your parents, you know, they really raised a mensch, you know, as our Jewish brethren would say.
Thank you, David. You're the best man. And all is good by you, Dave. All good by you. You're the most positive person in the world. What do you attribute that positive energy to, Dave?
Well, you know, first, you know, to the Creator Himself, and secondly, you know, to my mom, who and all of my family, my immediate family and my extended family, who always stuck with me through some of the most difficult times, you know, and they pushed me in a gentle way, you know, from my school days up until now. Said, "Come on, Dave, you can do it." You know,
oh, and that's great, man. Just, I love it.
You know, when I look at it this way, you know, I only have a physical disability, you know, that I just happen to be blind. There are other people in the world walking around with just one eye, you know. I have two, you know, and I can, you know, I can walk, you know, and I can speak, you know, and I can move around, And, you know, and it's the greatest thing in the world, you know. And yeah. I'm doing very well. We just ended Ramadan last night. And usually the day after, you know, every Muslim community in the nation, you know, we have a celebration. In our community, it's in Newark's Weequake Park.
Oh, cool. And,
yes, and I want to invite anyone. We invite people of all faiths and all backgrounds to come and celebrate with us. So anyone who is in the area, you know, we're going to begin approximately around 1 o'clock with our regular Friday prayer service, and then after that, the fun begins, you know. Basically, it's a picnic in the park, you know, with a spiritual theme.
We love it. Dave, we love it. We love you, my friend, and God bless you. And, you know, we're thinking about you and always appreciate listening to the show, Dave. You're a good man. Thank you, Dave. There's Dave from Jersey. What a great guy. What a positive guy. My gosh, almighty. And still yet a conservative and blind and with every obstacle you could possibly imagine, and yet he's positive. But on the other hand, Al, if your parking space is bad, you get cranky. You know, it's like
I don't mind if a legitimate car parks there with the proper plate. What annoys me is people who park there who are a taxi cab or who don't have the proper plate and just leave their car there. That's not right. I have no problem if you have the proper plate. I get Mike's argument. It's, you know.
Yeah. Did you see? Where was this? Oh, I should know.
By the way, I love that Dave from Irvington brought up people with one eye that can't see because we have a sales guy who works in one eye.
It was, there was a guy who parked in front of a fire hydrant. Did you see that story, Frankie? Did you see that story?
I didn't, no.
Oh, yes, and they broke in. Yeah. They broke through his windows.
Of course, the guy parked in front of a fire hydrant. And it was down in shore somewhere. I think down in shore somewhere. Is that where it was? I don't remember. And now there's a fire like right there. The fire department can't get to the fire hydrant. They took out the windows on the car, man. They drove the hose right through the car. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that is unnecessary. You know, right there. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 16 after 9 o'clock. And we've got a lot going on this morning. And Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn is going to join us. And Dr. Jerry Camerata is going to join us. The Fun Book of Fatherhood. He's got this great. As we go into Father's Day weekend, but this whole FBI situation, and please don't blame the rank and file, the IG report. I don't know what's going to happen. Do we have Frankie Five Boroughs an end game? Is there going to be any consequences to this? If James Comey's been insubordinate, then the New York Times puts out an op-ed piece last night. They knew, they waited for this report to come out. Comey still doesn't seem to quote-unquote get it. He doesn't get it. What's the consequences of these what look like crimes here, Frank?
Well, and Donald Trump said this morning that they're criminal. I think the most immediate consequence is that Peter Strzok is likely to lose his job, which he certainly should. I don't know beyond that where I think the I don't know that there'll be legal consequences, Joe, but there certainly will be public relations and political consequences. Certainly, this does seem to vindicate what many of Hillary Clinton supporters were saying, and including what Hillary said, that, you know, that James Comey treated her unfairly. And remember, that was part of the justification for Donald Trump firing her. So certainly, I think it emboldens the claim that that James Comey, you know, may have hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign in the waning days. Additionally, it shows what a joke this Mueller investigation is, because part of the justification for having an independent counsel is that Trump was out of line in firing James Comey. Well, it's clear based on this 500 pages that that if anything, Donald Trump should have fired James Comey a lot sooner than it did. I mean, you talk about a guy, James Comey, who is right now running all over the world, putting out this book and saying he answers to a higher loyalty and that he follows the principles of ethical leadership. All the while, he didn't do any of that. He told his subordinate, he got permission from no one to do this this press conference. He told his subordinates, to not answer to anybody else but him. I mean, this guy was out of control, and thank goodness he's no longer head of the FBI.
It's so true. And but, you know, did Bob Mueller fire Strzok? Strzok got fired?
No, he took him off of that investigation, but he still working for the FBI. Now, I think he's probably assigned to a desk somewhere. Well, he needs to be assigned to an unemployment line somewhere.
You know what's it's interesting to note, though, Frank, I'm sorry, is that the year Donald Trump gets elected, they go, oh, the Russians got him elected. Oh, it's because of what Comey said. They didn't vote against Hillary. Hillary won the formidable.
The popular vote. You're right.
She won the popular vote in a formidable fashion.
Right. And she,
you got to thank, if you could thank anybody for Donald Trump being elected, it's our forefathers who put the Electoral College in, man.
Well, I mean, look, I think there's many, many factors as to why Donald Trump won. And I don't think you can attribute just one, even though everyone loves to try to do that. But, you know, even Hillary Clinton tweeted in response to this Comey report yesterday, because the inspector general found on numerous occasions Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct official FBI business. So Hillary Clinton tweeted that article and said, but my emails, period, just three words. So she was piling on. It's again, this should be the one thing that brings the whole country together. Today, you have both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton talking about what a disaster James Comey is. Why is he getting a seven-figure book deal? Why is he being viewed credibly by any network to begging him for interviews? Why is he being guest lecturing on ethics and leadership at universities? I'm sure he's going to get a lucrative legal fee for, you know, whatever next legal job he has. I'm sure he's going to get lucrative speaking fees. This guy should be a pariah. This guy should not have any credibility. If you see James Comey on the street, call the police immediately because he is a threat to the public.
9:21, Piscopo in the morning. That's Frankie Five Boroughs. Dr. Jerry Camerata is going to tell us about his new book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood. And then Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn as well. We'll have some fun on the show this morning. 9:21, Debbie's out there looking out for you on this Friday, June 15th, 2018. How we doing out there, Deb?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Good morning to you, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's take it out to the Cross Bronx eastbound, slowing down by Webster Avenue. Disabled vehicle delays back by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge and the Cross Bronx westbound. That's slowing down right into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Over at the GWB outbound upper level, some construction, lower level construction as well until 2:30. Inbound GWB looks fine. No problems at the Lincoln Holland Tunnel looks fine as well. 80 West, exit 61, getting out toward Elmwood Park. That's some ongoing construction. Couple of lanes blocked over there. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride to the eastbound Gowanus, getting up and out toward the Prospect. Over on the FDR Drive north at 79th Street, an accident, and Hillside Avenue and North New Hyde Park. Everything closed with an accident investigation. Partly cloudy today, high of 77 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Michael Medved can't believe where we are as a country.
The race for governor of Maryland is, honest to goodness, it's like a little mini convention of Batman villains. One of the leading candidates is Alec Ross.
Donald Trump is a vulgar, demented pig demon.
Vulgar, demented pig demon.
This is truly pathetic.
Is this what our nation's come to?
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
One thing we expect in politicians is honesty, and Nancy Pelosi is very honest when it comes to taxes. She was asked by a reporter if her plan was to raise taxes should Democrats take back the House this fall. Her answer, that's accurate. Since the tax cut law passed in December, millions of Americans have seen real money in their pockets, either through bonuses and raises or less money being taken out of their paychecks. And the Democrats are determined to reverse that course. They're ignoring stories of business owners like Joe, owner of Joseph's Life Cookies, who was able to give his employees raises of thousands of dollars, in his words, because of the tax cuts. Or Carlos Ruiz, owner of HT Metals in Arizona, who's hiring more and investing in the business to make it grow, all because of the tax cut law. These stories are all over America, from business owners to employees who are seeing more in their paychecks. This tax cut law is working, and you need to let Congress know. Go to taxcutswork.com, email a letter to Congress telling them to keep their hands off your tax cuts. It's your money. Taxcutswork.com. Go to taxcutswork.com.
Larry Elder just wants America to know the facts.
Contrary to the Black Lives Matter narrative, the police have much more to fear from black males than black males have to fear from the police. In 2015, a police officer was 18.5 times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male was to be killed by a police officer.
The Larry Elder Show.
Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program.
We live in a country where we've got to fight for so many of our rights every day. We're fighting constantly for our religious freedom.
We're fighting constantly for freedom of speech.
We don't want to be like Europe, right? But those of us who believe so fervently in what our founders believed in, we're going to have to keep fighting every day.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
:25, this is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe Piscopo getting ready for a big Father's Day weekend. You could tell Joe is big into being a dad, two-time or maybe even a three-time Father of the Year. It's also his birthday. He was born on Father's Day, so has extra resonance to me. He actually is having a little bit of technical difficulties, so he's going to reconnect with us in just a minute. But in the meantime, a guy who is just as passionate about fatherhood is a longtime friend of mine, an author, an educator, a pioneer in parental leave. Staten Islanders and New Yorkers know him very well. Dr. Jerry Camerata, author of a terrific new book called The Fun Book of Fatherhood. Jerry, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on the radio with us.
Good morning, Frank. Great to be here. And please extend my happy birthday to Joe. What a great way to celebrate a birthday, but on Father's Day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, Jerry, we all know a lot of your accomplishments in the field of education, being, you know, with the Board of Education and elsewhere. But, you know, when we say you're a parental leave pioneer, what does that mean exactly? What exactly was your history with parental leave?
Well, back in the 70s, two things happened to me. One, my daughter came in to me and said, Daddy, take me to the rat race. And I really didn't know what she meant in the beginning, in the very, very beginning. But then I realized I'm running around trying to make a living, and I'm not really paying a lot of attention to her. At the same time, it clicked on me, and it clicked with my wife as well, and that is there's been a movement for, well, since the 1800s, about the equality in women's rights. And I realized you got to just spend a little bit more time with the family, and maybe dad needs to be home more with the children, along with mom, in raising those children, rather than dad being absent because the Industrial Revolution has kept him away from the family. And it was because of that I asked the New York City Board of Education for a paternity leave, and at the same time, and this is how circumstances all come together so beautifully, at the same time, Congressman Ackerman was working with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunities Commission to try to get them to look at equality when it comes to maternity leaves and paternity leaves. As that was being fulfilled by EEOC on the federal level, I then went to the New York City Board of Ed and said, I'd like a paternity leave, and I became the first father then to get it.
Wow, wow. Now, what was it like back in the 70s getting a paternity leave? Because I would think, you know, maybe a lot of the your other male colleagues would say, oh, what are you doing? This is something women do. Were you facing any sort of pressure from other male colleagues to not go down this road?
The pressure was enormous then from ridicule, not only in the family, but in the workplace. What are you doing? You can't do this. What about your career? That was really the big
right.
one. And by the way, the same thing is happening to women today. Women want to spend more time. They don't take all of the maternity leave that they need, and they're criticized because they've got to get right back to work. They don't want to miss anything. It was an enormous amount of pressure. But, you know, when you want to be a pioneer, when you want to do something, particularly when it affects your family, the love of your family, the education of your family, you have to do bold things. And I thought this was the right thing to do at the right time. And looking back at it now, 50 years later, I see that the struggle is still there, even with Clinton's Family and Medical Leave Act in the 90s. We're still struggling to make sure that parents get a chance to use it effectively. And now in New York State, in California, and even with the president articulating paid family leave, look at the struggle in trying to get Congress and trying to get laws on the book. There's still a level of ridicule that may not be overt, but it is subtle, and we still have not gotten away from this industrialized attitude that work is more important than family. Family must always be more important than work. But Frank, you know where they really get it, and they get it well? At Netflix, at Google, at the tech companies, where they are very, very liberal because they understand a happy worker, a comfortable worker, is going to be more productive for them in the long run.
All right. Hey, Jerry, it's Joe Piscopo.
How are you, Joe? Happy birthday.
Great. I apologize. We, of course, always have one technical issue through the show, which is always a given. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. Hey, and we appreciate the book. You're writing the book. Can you tell us where we could get the book? Can we go online somewhere to find your book, Dr. Jerry Camerata?
You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon. You can go to your local bookstore. It came out yesterday, so it will be available across the country in hours, as they say.
Yeah, and Frankie, did you say why fathers seem to get, we get no respect? Is that me? Am I being paranoid when I say that, Dr. Jerry?
No, I think that's true. I think on both sides of the coin, both moms and dads today, when we say there's no respect, I think there's the failure to realize that moms and dads have equal capacity to really raise the children. The problem is we're steeped in our cultures, and by the way, our cultures have been dictated by what was available to moms and dads over the course of years and years and years in terms of how much time they could actually spend. But the thing, the place where I found solace, Joe, is taking the children to the zoo. When you think about trying to teach children, we spend too much time thinking about teaching, and what we really need to do is spend more time trying to learn as the children are learning. And the zoo is a great place to do it. You know, we tell children, sit up straight when they're at the table. Watch the way you eat. Don't be sloppy. Use a napkin. I say, don't bother telling them that at the table. Let's go to the zoo and let's look at how the raccoons eat. Let's look at how the giraffe eats. And they're going to say to you, wow, look at how regal that giraffe is. Just extended.
I know. And wait, I know. When we hear Al, Frank and I have to listen to Al eat an apple. It's like we're at the zoo.
There are 196 countries in this world, and the United States, China, India do not have federal mandated policies on family leave. That is really atrocious. But the one good thing to see here is when California introduced paid family leave and they started to advertise, a 400% increase on dads realizing it is there took advantage.
Yeah.
Interesting data.
Dr. Jerry, before we let you go, what about being strict? I am so not strict. And when I have to be strict, I think my kids see right through me like it's kind of an act. You know what I mean? But you have to have discipline is not a bad thing. Am I right?
There is discipline across the animal kingdom. There is discipline even with parents. Our job is to make sure that our children understand right from wrong. And it has always been my premise that you understand right from wrong more by role modeling than by dictate. And when they see all of us as the village, all of us working in a right way and getting things done, children are very perceptive. They will do that. Children retaliate. Children become bullies when they realize that there is not equality given to them or they don't see it in the world around them. So role modeling, best way to do it.
That is Dr. Jerry Camerata, author, educator, family leave pioneer, and author of the new book, The Fun Book of Fatherhood. Check it out on Amazon. Frankie and I and Al, we appreciate all that you do, Dr. Jerry. God bless you, and happy Father's Day, man.
And a happy Father's Day to you, and a very special happy birthday.
Ah, thank you, Jerry. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Dr.
Thank
Jerry
you.
Camerata right there. Thank you indeed. Right back at you. The Fun Book of Fatherhood. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs. So we're back. We're in. We're good. Everything's cool. 9:34. Piscopo on the radio. Big Al Cattullo. If he's chomping on an apple,
he was. Yes.
Delicious.
James, go to the zoo. Why, Frank? Why do we got to go to the zoo? We can watch Al.
We live in the zoo.
We are a zoo. What about the... It's 9:35. Big Al standing by with the headline news. You don't want to miss Fred. Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn coming up momentarily. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
65 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The award for most crowded municipality in the United States goes to Guttenberg, New Jersey. The U.S. Census Bureau data shows the Hudson County town packs nearly 12,000 people into an area that is only about 2/10 of a square mile. If all of the residents were placed next to each other, they would each have roughly the size of a 23-by-20-foot room to themselves. The Census Bureau also shows the top five most densely populated cities in New Jersey are all in Hudson County. It's Father's Day this Sunday, and Joe Piscopo's birthday, and it's the perfect time to tell you and tell your dad how much you love him. The holiday celebrates the impact that our fathers have had on our lives and honors their hard work. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation dedicating the third Sunday of every June to our nation's dads. It was signed into law in 1972 by President Richard Nixon. This Father's Day, some restaurants are offering deals for dads. Ruth Chris is handing out a gift card to every dad who dines at their restaurant. Several other chains are doing similar deals, and many experts recommend spending quality time with your dad outdoors this Father's Day. In sports, Gleyber Torres capped a four-run fifth inning with a three-run homer as the Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. Jason Vargas, though, outdueled by Matt Cook. Mets doubled up by the Diamondbacks 6-3. Masons have dropped three straight, 11 of their last 12. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning to you, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go over to Hillside Avenue. It's closed over in North New Hyde Park. The problem is an accident investigation out by 268th Street, and it looks like everything remains closed over there. FDR Drive northbound in the 90s, an accident blocking one lane. It's kind of tough on the eastbound cross Bronx into Webster Avenue with a stalled car. Westbound cross Bronx slowing down into the GWB. Outbound GWB, some ongoing construction. Inbound GWB still moving okay. Lincoln looks fine. So does the Holland. Heading to 80 eastbound, getting out toward the area of Elmwood Park. Okay, but 80 westbound in Elmwood Park, it's left lane construction. 208 southbound slowing down, getting down toward Maple Ave and Fairlawn. Left lane construction over there. At 17 westbound, getting out toward Harriman. Ongoing road work. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 77 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Hotels.com. With Hotels.com, get rewarded from seaside cabins in Oregon to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com deals come with access to instant savings, too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Instant savings available on select properties.
Now it is time on the Piscopo Show to announce the winner of our Parian & Sons Father's Day giveaway. Parian & Sons is giving away sterling silver and black onyx cufflinks that are each set with a 5-point full-cut diamond valued at over $500. This is an amazing gift to give to your dad this Father's Day. And the winner is Barbara Michio from Valley Stream, New York. Barbara, congratulations. Someone from Parian & Sons will be in touch. Barbara Michio, M-E-C-C-I-O, Michio from Valley Stream. Congratulations. You won the sterling silver and black onyx cufflinks from Parian & Sons, and they will be in touch to get your prize to you. Congratulations, Barbara.
Incredible dads are always incredibly busy, right? Whether it's taking care of the kids or doing home repairs or maintenance chores, they are always doing something. So why not give dad a day of rest this Father's Day and take his to-do list over to Home Advisor? Home Advisor is a free online service that connects homeowners to top-rated pros for all kinds of home projects. Whether it's a leaky faucet, refinishing some beat-up wood floors, mowing the lawn, or even remodeling the kitchen, Home Advisor has you covered. Just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them what you need help with. In seconds, your project will be matched to the best pros in your area. You can read customer reviews, even check pro availability, and then book appointments online. And with Home Advisor's project cost guides, you can see what others have paid for similar jobs in your area. That way, you can make sure you're getting a fair price, and it's all free to use. So this year, give dad a day off and let Home Advisor do the work. He's sure to love it. Download the free app or go to homeadvisor.com to get started. That's homeadvisor.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. 9:39 right now with Piscopo in the morning with Frank and Al. And Debbie, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, we want you to experience a smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. We love Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella. I keep telling you about Alex with the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I keep telling you about Iggy and Iris and Angelica. They get together. They were at the Hoboken Boys and Girls Club, and I was supposed to get over there. I got the trap. Please, it was a nightmare. But I so appreciate the way Route 22 Toyota, Iggy and his family have stepped up to help the children of New Jersey. It so touches my heart that when I tell you in the first five callers, the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. And I'll give you the number in a second. You have till 9:45. How great this company is. How much they care about kids. How it's great to have them on the show. And then they care about you. They care about you. They are his heart at Route 22 Toyota. You will not have to deal with dummies. And now you have this. Like I always tell you, the first five callers in the next 5 minutes with that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Here's the number, 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All European models excluded, but call 855-621-9949. I'm going to give you the 945. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. And you got to check out the beautiful, brand-new, state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Route 22 Toyota. And by the way, while you're over there in the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, check out some great deals. Ask for Alex, ask for Carmelo, ask for Chester, ask for Iggy. They are there for you. The family that is Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. And now, it's time for Restaurant Talk, sponsored by Michaels of Brooklyn.
Mick and the boys bringing Fred on the air. I can't get no satisfaction. Hey, Fred. First of all, Fred, welcome back to the show. Fred Kikache from Michaels of Brooklyn. Oh, you're becoming a star. It's time for you to have your own show, Fred. You know that now. You understand that. You got to do something. Hi, it's Fred from Michaels. You should do it from Michaels. Am I right or wrong? Is this a great idea? Come on. Come on. It's time.
No, I don't think so. No.
Hey, Fred, listen, you're great. You are a natural at it, trained culinary artist and co-owner of Michaels of Brooklyn. Fred is out there. You're going to love Michaels of Brooklyn. Do you listen to rock and roll? Did you? You're not a rock.
Of course.
I know you.
What
you do?
No, I am. That's what I listened to when I was a kid growing up. Stones, The Who, Led Zeppelin.
You were. That was it. But
was
I love it. When
when
you go into the
rock. That was it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but when we go into Michaels of Brooklyn, it's great. You got all the Frank Sinatra stuff playing all the time. I love that. Never enough Sinatra at an Italian restaurant. Hey, how was Steve Tyrell? Did Steve come by last week?
He didn't show.
Oh!
Got sick. There was supposed to be nine people. I had this big table empty all night.
It was empty all night?
Empty all night. My son was pacing around. He says, I can't believe he's not coming. I told all those people he was coming.
This is great. What do you do, by the way? Because it's jammed over there. It is when we go over, people cannot wait to get into Michaels of Brooklyn. Now, it was a weekend. Was it last Friday? It was last Friday he was supposed to come in, right?
Yeah, last Friday, yeah.
So now you got a full table. You're holding it for Steve Sterrett, one of the great talents, and really one of the great guys on the planet. He's just a great guy.
Not only that, we had a roll in a big table for him. Because it was, I only have tables up to 8 people. He was 9. We had a roll in this big round table.
So
now I'm stuck with it. I can't roll it out.
And you left it there?
Yeah.
Did you end up filling it?
Did you want to sit together? We'll make a nice table of 9. Nobody wanted to sit together.
How long do you wait before you have to go to the table and fill it up then? How long do you have to wait? I mean,
not long.
Did you?
So we got tables. No.
You said you went. Hey, Fred, let me ask you about restaurant reviews, man. Do they count? Do you care? Do they announce when they come in, these critics? I mean, and you've had rave reviews. How do you deal with it, Fred?
You're talking about people's reviews or restaurant reviews? Professional?
Restaurant reviews when the critics come in. When the critics come in.
We don't get critics. I mean, in the city, they get critics. We get critics every day. We get people, they go on Yelp. They go on TripAdvisor. These are the critics. These people, they think they're better than the critics that go into the city and eat. They come in, they write 500-word reviews.
No.
Didn't you? Yeah, what are you kidding? I mean, you write a review, the place was nice, the people were nice, the food was good, 5 stars. Forget it. You know, but then you get people that come in, I heard the place was great. I wasn't blown away. 1 star. I wasn't blown away. I'm not looking to blow anybody away. You know what I mean? I'm just looking to, you eat, you get your money's worth. So people run home. My father used to say, somebody comes in and eats, he has a great time, he eats, he has a bottle of wine, the food's good, he enjoys it, he goes home, he goes to sleep. Somebody comes in, he gets a little bit ticked off, he goes home, calls up 10 people. There was no internet then. He calls up 10 people, tells them how bad it was. The same thing with the internet.
Oh, yeah. How do you deal with that?
Because I got brunt lamb chops. What's a brunt lamb chop? She can't even spell burnt, and she's reviewing my restaurant.
And so how do you deal with that when you go online? Do you get online? Maybe you should get online and answer it back, no? Huh?
You know what? I can't do that. People know. The smart people, they read the reviews. They know. Yeah, they know when somebody's just a lunatic or they're serious, These people themselves too seriously. You ever watch South Park? There's an episode that says you're not yelping. Where the guy eats in a restaurant, he drops his family off, goes, I got to get home, I got to write the review. People are waiting. Nobody's waiting.
That's good.
Who's waiting?
Nobody cares, man.
Hits it right
Nobody
on the head.
Cares.
I mean, people look at the reviews. They'll look at, how many stars you got or whatever. But you write a 500. I had this guy wrote a review on a restaurant. He goes, this is my 900th review. Welcome to my 900th review.
Yeah. Oh my God. Did you have anybody from a newspaper come in? Any well-known critic come in?
We had Food Network come in,
and they named you one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America.
I mean, I don't get it, but I'll take it.
No, come on,
come on, 5 top restaurants in the country. I hung up on them 5 times when they were coming in. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, no, you don't understand. I said, how much does it cost? And he says, no, you don't understand.
Wait, Fred, you got to walk me through it. Wait, you got to walk me through that again. Wow. So you hung up on the Food Network 5 times?
You get these calls all the time.
So what happened? Tell me. We named your
restaurant the best restaurant in Brooklyn. For $50, we'll send you a plaque so you can hang it near the door. Then you go out to eat the diner around the corner. He's got the same plaque. They call up every restaurant. They sell $50 plaques to everybody. Everybody's the best restaurant in Brooklyn.
But not the Food Network. Food Network.
No, I didn't know it was the Food Network. I get these calls all the time. So I go, sir, you don't understand. This is the Food Network. I said, okay.
I know what you did. You handed the phone off to Michael, didn't you?
Exactly. My son answered the phone. He handled it. Michael handled it. He says, wait, Scott, this is serious. He goes, this is the Food Network.
Dad, give me the phone. I got this, Dad.
You know what?
To your point, though, I don't read those reviews. I don't know because somebody's always got some kind of personal issue. Who's got the time? Who's got the time to go in? And when I see those things online, I want to find out for myself. I don't even believe it. But when the Food Network comes in, that's formidable.
I mean, when you say you got a burnt lamb chop, I mean, that's one time you came in. This guy might have burnt one lamb chop in a whole year. You're saying the restaurant's a lousy restaurant.
Hey, Fred, what are you going to do for Father's Day, man? You're going to have specials over there?
Yeah, we have a special family menu. You coming?
No,
I'll send a car. I'll send a car. On your way back from the zoo. On your way back from the zoo, we'll take you to the restaurant.
What, I got a zoo in the radio station. What do I got to go to a zoo for?
I heard you take, that's how you teach your kids. You take them to the zoo, right?
Apparently so. That's what Dr. Jerry Camerata said. Yeah, it's a good idea, man. Hey, I'm Fred, sure we love you. Listen, happy Father's Day. Are you be working? Are you going to be working or what?
Yeah, sure, working. I'm working. But on Father's Day, I make my kids work with me.
Yeah, you go.
I'll put them off. Listen, I said it's Father's Day.
Fred, we love you, man. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. We're proud to tell everybody at Michaels of Brooklyn. Give my love and happy Father's Day.
Hey, oh, great dad, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And we'll see you soon enough, Fred, for sure. God bless you. My love to the family.
Don't forget, I'll send the car. Come.
All right.
Just don't tell nobody. Don't
I won't say nothing. I'll say nothing. It's Fred from Michaels of Brooklyn. You want to check it out for a great Father's Day meal this Father's Day. 9:49 Episcopo in the morning. Debbie standing by. Traffic-wise, looking out for you on a crazy Friday, June 15th. Mm-hmm. Rolling into Father's Day weekend, but it's Friday. Debbie, I don't want to think about it. You can't move.
I know.
You can't move.
And look, Fred's going to send a car for you. Somebody's going to send a car for you. Finally.
I'm not moving. If somebody says, Joe, could you do this? Joe, could you come out? Joe, could you just pick me up? Or better yet, if I have my car...
Right.
Send a lead car and take me where I got to
go. That
would
help.
You know?
Yeah, that would help. You get right through all the traffic.
Because the GPS doesn't even work. Or I'm going to get an old-fashioned map. Just a map.
The maps are good. The maps are good. And you can look at them on your phone, the map, you know? So,
yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
Debbie, have a great, great weekend. Hey, happy Father's Day to your beautiful father. What a great guy
he
is.
Yes, happy Father's Day to my dad. Yes, he's fabulous. And happy Father's Day to you, Joe, and to Al, and to everybody at the station, and, you know, to everybody out there listening. I know we have so many wonderful listeners, so happy Father's Day, and happy birthday.
And a lot of great dads as well. Thank you, Deb. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too, Joe. Happy birthday on Sunday as well. Let's go out to Hillside Avenue in North New Hyde Park. Watch out for an accident investigation. And let's go to the Cross Bronx eastbound. That's Sapago at Webster Avenue with a disabled car. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Harlem River Drive southbound still slowing down through the construction zone down toward the 120s. Hudson River Crossing is moving okay. Inbound, outbound GWB, some ongoing construction, and traffic is still moving a little bit slowly as you head over to 208 southbound down by Maple Ave and Fairlawn with construction. 80 westbound getting out toward Saddlebrook and in toward Patterson construction as well. And the Tappan Zee Bridge is moving smoothly. 17 westbound out through Harriman, some ongoing construction blocking a lane. Again, alternate side suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, 951. Mike Gallagher, you don't want to miss Mike this morning. We're fired up. It's Friday. It's a crazy Friday. Every Friday is a crazy Friday. Look, I got this for you. Cherry Lane Theater proudly presents First Love. You've been hearing about it. You hear us talking about it. We talked to the great Michael O'Keefe, Academy Award nominee. Angelina Fiordalisi, Taylor Harvey are in the show. First Love at the Cherry Lane Theater through the eyes of the celebrated playwright Charles Mee. First Love follows a couple in their 60s as they meet and they fall in love for the first time in their lives. Yeah, they yearn to grow closer. But will they sabotage their last chance for love? I hear that loud and clear. Under the direction of Kim Wield, First Love is playing a very limited engagement. It's only through July 8th at the historic Cherry Lane Theater in New York City. It will only be around through July 8th. Sometimes in your life, you just get one chance. You don't want to miss yours. First Love at Cherry Lane Theater will be around for a short while, so get your First Love tickets today at cherrylanetheater.org. That's cherrylanetheater.org.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program.
We live in a country where we've got to fight for so many of our rights every day. We're fighting constantly for our religious freedom.
We're fighting constantly for freedom of speech.
We don't want to be like Europe, right? But those of us who believe so fervently in what our founders believed in, we're going to have to keep fighting every day.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
For today, it will be breezy and not as warm as yesterday. Plenty of sunshine this morning, then mixing with some clouds this afternoon. The high topping out at 76. It will turn out clear and comfortable tonight. The low 62 in Midtown, dropping into the 50s in many suburbs. Then for tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds. It'll be warmer tomorrow afternoon, but the humidity stays low, high 83. Sunshine very warm and more humid on Sunday, the high 88. I'm meteorologist John Woodward on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. I want to tell you about MyPillow. We love MyPillow. Here it is, special offer from Mr. Mike Lindell. He has a very special offer just for you listening to AM 970, The Answer. 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack. That includes two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off of four pillows. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. You got nothing to lose here. You got nothing to lose. I'm telling you. You know what? If you go to MyPillow.com, please remember the promo code AM970. AM970. You go to MyPillow.com, AM970. You call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code, please, AM970. See, you get a 10-year warranty. And this, a 90-day money-back guarantee. You have got nothing to lose. You will gain a great, awesome night's sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Frankie, you excited about this U.S. Open out there, Shinnecock out there?
What?
That's a big thing.
I don't even
thing.
Know what sport it is.
It's golf.
Golf. Yeah, I'm not excited
about
it.
I thought it was tennis.
Right, okay. No, that, yeah, I think that, I think a lot of people.
Everybody's out there. But it's Father's Day weekend. They play golf on Father's Day, I guess.
This is the time that they do. And it's obviously, it's big for Long Island. A lot of revenue that's going to come in through Long Island. But yesterday, the conditions weren't that great because of the high winds. A lot of golfers shooting over par.
Did you see the scores, Al?
No, I don't care. I hate golf. It's
no,
the most,
no, but
it's
they were way over over par because of the high winds.
Yeah. Right, that's correct. That's correct. But it's the most boring sport in the world. It really is.
We're going out. We got invited to Hamilton Farms.
You got invited.
The premier No, and I kind of snorted and I just said, can I bring Frank and Al with me? So we have got an open invitation.
Great.
Barbara, my dear friend, she helps out. She's works with the whole Northeast of the American Cancer Society. American
Cancer
Society.
This is the woman that hoodwinked you into playing golf with a foursome, right?
And we had a good time. We had a good time. I drove the cart. It was beautiful. And I said, can I bring Frank and Al up with me? And she said, you are so on.
No,
so
we don't want any special treatment.
Not. No, we're good. We're good.
What special treatment? No. What? Come on.
Nah, we're
all right. Got to come out to the golf course. And then, Al, you could have a beer. You know, you have a drink afterwards.
I can have a drink in my backyard and not play golf. And watch the rabbits run by. I'm good. Really.
Or we were invited to Danino's in 2 weeks. That's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a good time with that. Yeah.
Yeah, you going out? You going to show up?
No.
Come on.
I'm not going.
No,
I have to get a cat from my wife, and she's already giving me grief.
That day?
Yes, because she took the week off because it's her birthday, and she wants to bond with the cat.
You
should know. You live with a woman with three cats.
10 days.
One that bites you. I mean, please.
He's got two things on his calendar. My wife's haircut and my wife's cat.
No, haircut, tattoo, and then
cat. Do you have an alert on your phone?
Yes, I do. I actually have it in the calendar. Yes, to remind me. She's getting a haircut tomorrow.
2 hours before.
A tattoo in 2 weeks, and then the cat. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is your. What are you going to do?
Great. Wow. Listen, I can't wait. Really,
Frankie, give us a breakdown where we're going to be for Dan Donovan tomorrow, if you would, at the Hilton Staten
Island,
correct?
Everybody comes out. If you ever wanted to hear Rudy Giuliani speak or meet Joe Piscopo in person, this is your opportunity to do both of those things. Tomorrow, actually, I think it starts at 12:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn on South Avenue in Staten Island. It's free. Peter King's going to be there. I'll be there, certainly, and it's a great place to hang out. Even if you're not from Staten Island or Brooklyn, you know, it's going to be a really fun time.
And I'll be lost driving around. So if
We got your driver.
That would be great.
Oh, and I've just been informed Vito Fasella will be there as well. Former Congressman Vito Fasella.
All right.
Will be on hand.
You know what, Frankie? Thanks so much for the show. Thanks for hanging in and being the safety net this morning. Always appreciate it, my friend. We'll see you Monday for sure. I'll see you tomorrow, Frankie.
Absolutely. I'll be here
tomorrow. And Albert, happy Father's Day to a great
dad.
You're a great
dad. Happy Father's Day to you, Joe, and happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. To my dad, too, Pasquale Giuseppe. He is my hero. He's the man who just really taught me everything that I know. Thinking about you, Pop. Missing you. And happy Father's Day to you. We know how great you are. God bless you. God bless all the fathers. Now make it a great weekend, all right? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. Students attending SUNY schools are going to have to dig deeper in their wallets for tuition next semester. SUNY Board of Trustees has approved a $200 increase in tuition for the 2018-2019 school year. Increase will affect undergraduate students at 34 of the 64 SUNY campuses across the state. Annual in-state tuition will now cost $6,870. Police say two young girls are okay after taking their parents' car on a joyride in Staten Island and flipping the vehicle. Girls ages 10 and 12 drove the car along Manor Road and Lincoln Street shortly after 2 yesterday when it crashed and overturned. The two escaped by climbing through the sunroof. They were transported to Richmond University Medical Center. In sports, Yankees beat the Rays 4-3. Mets lost to the Diamondbacks 6-3. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone, and happy Father's Day to the dads out there. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.